Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I've discussed how coins and paper money can be used to enhance and reinforce education. Here's a real-life example. This afternoon and tomorrow morning, I will again teach a class at Michigan State University as part of the 4-H Exploration Days camp. Last year's program was one of the highest rated by attendees among the more than 100 programs offered. Here's why I think it was so popular. When you study coins and paper money, you learn about art, culture, economics, finance, foreign languages, geography, history, metallurgy, mathematics, and organization and record keeping. Right at the beginning of this class, titled Coin Collecting for Fun and Profit, the students each inspect a bicentennial Eisenhower dollar coin. In turn, they are asked to identify a different feature of the coin's appearance. Did you know that there are 13 different design elements on this coin, each providing unique information? There are obvious features that most people take as a matter of course, such as the name of the country that issued this coin, the date of the issue, and its face value. When it sinks in why it is important for a coin to have this information, education happens. But in taking time to examine the other 10 features of the Eisenhower dollar, you start to learn an even greater variety of subjects. The attendees in this class will never again look at coins or currency the same way. Later, the students actually become coin collectors. They do what seasoned numismatists do with their collections. In the process, they have fun and enjoy themselves. But what they are really doing is learning, and they are gaining knowledge without being online or playing a video game. Volunteering to put on such programs for Scouts, 4-H, other after-school enrichment classes, and the like is a lot of fun for the staff at Liberty. But our educational efforts don't stop there. Did you know that children visiting our store can select free foreign coins out of a treasure chest to take home? That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.